This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What did you do for Thanksgiving? Were you rebels? Did you have more than 10 people over? Did you sing? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you have survived Thanksgiving, that the dreaded Wu flu did not get you. Maybe you were hospitalized and you were in a ventilator over the holidays, because you know the cases are rising in the hospital bed. We don't have enough beds, man. We don't have enough masks. Oh, boy, 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Hey, I hope over Thanksgiving you did not do the dreaded thing that I have warned anybody from doing. Stop doing it. I hope you didn't watch football. By now, you should be weaned off. If you were watching and you stopped, you should be weaned off. There's plenty to do. I skip by football now like it's ballet. You know, which, by the way, I would watch ballet, so let me use a different example. I skip by football like it's CNN. Yeah, that's what I do. I skip by football like it's CNN. Yeah, I mean, and it appears that you guys did not watch it, because I'm looking at the ratings and, you know, they took a... Now, this was a little older. I tried to find ratings on the football for Thanksgiving, and here's all I know. I know the numbers are down. They talked about it's a 6% ratings decline halfway through the season. I did not know that the NFL was halfway through its season. I didn't know. I don't know who's winning, losing, who's a contender, who's not. I don't know the top players. Excuse me. I'm guessing Tom Brady's still doing his thing. I don't know. There are names out there I see about people that are probably top stellar athletes breaking all kinds of records. Don't know a one. Don't know. Don't care. DKDC. Yep. I love this. This guy, they watched their ratings drop. I heard all the quarterbacks in the NFL took a knee. Yeah. Still more virtue signaling justice warriors out there. Okay, quarterbacks. If you think it's going to bring us back, it's not. It's not coming back. The NFL can take a lesson from the Trump victory. 80 million votes that went to Trump. That's what they can take a look at. Anyway, this guy said this. Considering all the issues the NFL's had to deal with, you know, he goes, it hasn't, it's, what did we say? Considering the ratings are okay. Considering all the NFL has had to deal with, the ratings are okay. Says, it hasn't been a great year for ratings. It hasn't been a great year for ratings considering everything that happened. But they aren't in the toilet either. I was going to get it out eventually. Yeah, they are in the toilet. It's only going to get worse. Anyway, did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Or do they call it that? Is it still called the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Or do they just call it the Macy's Parade? Because they don't like Thanksgiving. See, leftists don't like anything that has tradition. Thanksgiving is a tradition founded by the Pilgrims. How dare you talk about the Pilgrims? You do know that slavery was being, you know, whatever. Black people were being oppressed. The lesbian gay community was not being honored during Thanksgiving. Women were second-class citizens during Thanksgiving when Thanksgiving started. Pocahontas and Sacagawea. You better change your attitude, Mr. Jackson. Sorry I went all gay on y'all for just a bit. Anyway, the Macy's Parade. Yeah. It was like watching an NFL game this year. I don't know if you guys... No spectators. I didn't watch it, but I got the news about the... Did you guys get the news about this? Did you guys see it? No, so these are my own notes that I prepped. So my producers are like, no, I didn't watch it. Of course you didn't watch it. You got better things to do, millennials. Yeah, you got kids. Well, one of you does. Yeah, but anyway, you got things to do. I get it. I didn't watch it. But I will tell you this. I got a thing about it that showed it, and it looked like a Biden rally. Nobody was there. Holy Toledo. Now, they said, don't show up because of COVID. Yeah, you shouldn't show up. Leftists want to kill those traditions right before our eyes. Think about that. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade used to be thousands of people, folks. For them, Thanksgiving is dead. Just another day or two of free money. And as I said, don't bring up the pilgrims and the founding of the nation when we have the great reset that's occurring. Here's what they wrote. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they still call it that, was a deflating experience for New Yorkers. Even though the event was supposed to be a TV only due to COVID-19, the dreaded Wu flu, a small crowd of would-be revelers braved the drizzle, an airtight ring of NYPD barricades, in order to attempt to watch the show in person, but they say they wish they'd stayed at home. I would have been better off watching this on TV, complained one of the live spectators, Julia Corza. All I can see is the top of the Empire State Building, she griped as she stood behind a metal barricade with her boyfriend on the corner of 34th and 8th. Here's what they said. These are the numbers. Last year, more than 3.5 million eager parade watchers lined the 2.5-mile route from the Upper West Side to Herald Square. So they took all these cops off the beat because cops don't have better things to do except put up barriers and make sure the spectators don't come to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. So they put these cops out there and they said, don't let anybody cross over these barriers, okay? Don't you do that, because that'll be a criminal offense, you know, with 5 years in Rikers. 3.5 million people that weren't on the street. You know what 3.5 million people on the street does to your economy when they're hungry and they've been out there and you have visitors, tourists that are there buying things in all your stores? 3.5 million people, Paul, listen to me. They lined a 2.5-mile route. Can you imagine what those store owners are thinking right now? If you don't think this is a scamdemic, they are penalizing their own capitalist. People that have put money, I bet you money that there are many people out there going, this is a time of year when we make the money, boy. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, woo-hoo-hoo, bring on the revelers, their hungry bellies, their, souvenir seekers or whatever else, man. This is going to be an amazing, what? They're not going to have it. Unbelievable. You got to really hate the people that you serve to do something that criminal. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. www.kevinjackson.com/KevinJackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats, I would have a lot more respect for them if they would just admit that they cheated. Just admit it. We know it. God, they know we know it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it is the KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh, my gosh. Don't expect a Democrat to ever admit that they cheated. They know these numbers are fraudulent. I mean, we're not stupid, Democrats. And what's funny, in your face, it's like they're saying to you, you prove it. You know, we know we're guilty, but you can't prove it. I feel like I'm in an episode of Columbo. We're going to prove it. They act as if Biden is a legit president-elect, pretending that he will take his unrightful place in the Oval Office because they got to believe it, man. Their nuke blew up in their faces. You ever seen those videos where the guy, he's a bomb maker, and he blows himself up, these jihadis? That's what the Democrats have done. We should just make a series of these videos where these, you know, God puts a switch and, because that's what they've done. They've blown themselves up. The hammer is going to fall on them. I'm trying to help them. My producers are looking at me like, why? I'm trying to help Democrats right now. This is not for my regular audience. I mean, they can enjoy this because I'm telling the truth. Here's what speaking of Thanksgiving, I mean, we have a lot to be thankful for. Okay, let me remind you, a little walk down memory lane not that long ago. Let's go back to November the 3rd, rather the 4th, the morning after the deception you know as the election. And you wondered what the heck happened. You felt like you'd been punched in the gut. Trump was winning soundly the night before, then boom, you woke up the next morning. That is if you went to sleep and you went, what? 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 All the states Trump was winning, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, whatever. What? You wondered, what was this all about? And then you started questioning, oh my God, what if Biden's win? Oh! And you started looking at a Biden presidency. And Biden was, yeah, we're going to overturn all of Trump executive orders. I mean, borders and mortars and, you know, he was ranting like a crazy man. And he's telling you all he's going to do. He's going to undo. He's going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords. He's going to reinstate the Iran, nuclear deal. He's going to undo all the trade deals and that and that. He's going to put critical race theory back into all the government stuff and you name it. And you're thinking, what's life going to be like under Joe Biden? Oh, God. Yeah, and if you really want to contemplate life under Joe Biden, there's a reason to cry. There is. And I warned you. I was like, hey, don't pay attention. Because it doesn't matter. Whatever. Trump will not lose to Biden legitimately. He will not. And you can bet the farm on that. So it means he'll fight. And the good news is, Trump fights like you're trying to drown him. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever tried to drown you. Nobody's ever tried to drown me. But I've seen it in the movies. And you know what I see? I see people fight like crazy. And Trump's going to, he ain't going to get drowned. He's going to fight like a man that is trying to be drowned. But anyway, you were in a fog. You wondered, how could this happen? But you didn't feel like losers because something inside of you knew you weren't a loser. You're like, no, there's no way. I know the common sense of me knows that Trump got all these people all over the country ready to vote. Ready to support him. You know the Democrats didn't cheat for him. Let me tell you what you aren't going to find in any of these vote counts. You're not going to find places where they didn't count Trump votes. There will be, I mean, think of the statistical anomaly that you have not given any votes back to Biden in any race. I mean, talk about a statistical anomaly. It isn't like you're going, well, we found 1,300 Trump ballots that seem very suspect. You know, they're all perfectly circled. We've got Trump ballots that did not vote down ticket. Things like that. You're not going to find stuff like that. You're not going to get 300,000 late at night kind of Trump ballots. Nothing. So what about that? I don't know if the Trump team had really thought about that, but I did. Anyway, you didn't feel like a loser. There was a disconnect in this election. You were like, man, this does not compute with anything I know. And then the numbers came in. Trump got 11 million more votes than he did in 2016 or whatever, 10 or 11. What? I thought everybody hated him. Isn't that what the news said? But Joe Biden blew through the numbers, not only of Trump's, but he blew by Barack Obama. I mean, I want you to just consider that Trump supposedly got 74 million, give or take. Joe Biden got 6 million more votes than Trump and 11 million more votes than Barack Obama. A guy that couldn't even get the numbers in the primary to make people believe that he was the real candidate. The guy that they took poll after poll, Democrats saying 20% of Democrats say the man has dementia and things like this. And we'll go into some of these other things that people have sent me regarding statistical anomalies of this election. It is mind-blowing. Anyway, there was a disconnect when you got up because you were saying to yourself, like me, how in the world is a brain-damaged buffoon beat the best president in modern history when we watched Trump fill stadiums all over this country and Joe Biden couldn't get, you know, he couldn't fill a phone booth with people that gave a crap about him. He did his Thanksgiving Day message. Did you guys see this? 1,000 people were online as Joe Biden talked. Can you imagine Trump doing a Thanksgiving Day message and only 1,000 people watch it? It's insane. So Democrats should just admit that they cheated, and move on. You're going to lose. I don't know all the data that's out there, but Democrats keep celebrating this, and I'm using my finger quotes, victory. But I'm telling you, it is a short-lived victory. And don't think for one second that we're afraid of, oh, y'all better be afraid. If y'all overturn this election, man, it's going to be hell to pay. Well, you know what? We're willing to pay it. There are 80 million Trump supporters willing to pay. Yeah, we got a check for hell. If there's hell to pay, I got it in my bank account. So bring it. I know I'm not alone because I've had a lot of patriots say if they want to fight, they got it. That's what Trump is saying. Winning all over the place. The beginning, folks, of the demise of the party of lynching of Negroes, the Democratic Party will never be the same after this is done. When people realize what's happened, and I keep telling them, it's the aftermath. I don't think these idiots have given any thought to what comes next. A president who will prove that a second coup, and I don't know what the number is really, because there's been multiple coup attempts on Trump. There have been multiple attempts politically on his life. And I think he's done. He might just be a bit vindictive. So I'm anxious to get started with that process.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, a new installment of COVID-19 relief is something that both sides say they want. But will it get done? Republican Congressman James Comer is not optimistic.
I think the odds of passing another stimulus in this lame duck session are slim. But I want to remind people that there's still funds that haven't been appropriated from the last stimulus bill. $3 trillion is a lot of money. And we finished this year with about a $4 trillion budget deficit. That's unsustainable.
At a bare minimum, lawmakers need to keep the government running by passing a stopgap spending bill known as a continuing resolution. Today is Cyber Monday and is expected to be the largest online sales day in U.S. history. That's according to Adobe Analytics. You're listening to USA Radio News. Moderna will ask U.S. and European health regulators to authorize use of its COVID-19 vaccine after it was shown to be 94% effective in a full analysis and a pivotal study. When it comes to all of the vaccines, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says we need to be quick but not hurry.
We don't want to rush this vaccine. So once they meet on December 10th, the earliest that these vaccines will be shipped out would be the very next day. So that's what we're hoping for. So far in the trials and the studies that we've had, which included thousands of volunteers who have already received the vaccine, there has been no severe life-threatening allergic reactions or adverse reactions. So that is very reassuring. And I do believe by, you know, the last 2 weeks of December, we're going to be getting these vaccines, and it's ultimately going to save lives. So I'm super excited about that.
Doctors say President-elect Biden fractured his foot while playing with his dog. Biden will be wearing a walking boot for several weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My name is Gregory Stenstrom. I'm from Delaware County. I'm a father, a family man. I was a former commanding officer and executive officer in the Navy. I'm a veteran of foreign wars. I'm a CEO of my own private company. I'm a data scientist. I'm a forensic computer scientist. I'm an expert in security and fraud. And we were told, I was told the next day the attorney that we had secured, that they said every election they leave a couple of USBs in the voting machines and they're brought back, and generally the warehouse manager comes over and puts them in. So in talking to the U.S. Attorney General McSwain and other law enforcement officers, I found out that was not the case, that generally more than two is unusual. So they denied they did it, but as of today, 47 USBV cards are missing, and they're nowhere to be found. So I was told personally that these 24 to 30 cards that were uploaded weren't there. Those cards, I demanded that they didn't update the vote live time. They only updated it about once every 2 or 3 hours. I demanded they updated the vote so I could see what the result was, and it was 50,000 votes. And I think, as a computer scientist, an American, and a patriot, it doesn't matter who those 50,000 votes were. I'll tell you, they were for Vice President Biden. But what was shocking to me, as an American, as someone who has gone to sea, gone to war, that that could even happen.
That was Gregory Stenstrom during the Pennsylvania hearings about the fraud that went on in this election. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm glad you guys are still hanging in there with me. There's apparently not enough evidence for leftists to admit their massive voter fraud and attempted coup, one of many, of President Trump. But let me just give you some things to think about. Trump won Florida in 2016 by 113,000 votes. He won Florida in 2020 by 372,000 votes, and that's with cheating. Trump won Georgia by 212,000 votes in 2016. Trump loses Georgia in 2020 by 14,000 votes, a statistical anomaly that just wouldn't happen. This one is easy. Joe Biden got a million votes in Maricopa County, just over a million votes. Barack Obama got 542,000 votes in Maricopa County in 2008. Understand, Joe Biden got double the number of votes in Maricopa County. Now, when you consider the current margin of victory is probably what you really wanted to hear, in Arizona, which is less than 13,000 votes, you know, by the way, a state that Trump won with 90,000 more votes in 2016, you know the cheating happened in Arizona. Glad you guys are staying with me. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. What happened, this guy is writing, that the programmers didn't put in the number of voters by district or by precinct. So when it started loading bogus numbers, it put them in randomly. And what it did is it screwed up the algorithms. That's why some of the voter numbers are 100% or more in various districts. It just went, oh, shoot, man, who knew Donald Trump would get this many votes? And it panicked. The system just went, boom, here Arizona, here Wisconsin, here. And it was programmed for battleground states. Doesn't it make you wonder, seriously, what would the numbers be if they were legit? Would Nancy Pelosi be speaker? Let me answer. No. Would Chuck Schumer wouldn't even be a thought. The minority leader in the Senate would be so far down. I mean, the Senate would be 72 to 20 something for the Republicans. If these were legit elections, I just wonder. I really would love to clean it up. Maybe we'll get this opportunity. I mentioned 100% voters. Here's this a note that this is circulating. Figure it out if it's true for yourself. But they said there's a stunning 3,276 precincts where presidential vote cast compared to the estimated voters based on reported statistics, ranging from 84% to 350%. Now, they said normalizing the turnout percentage of this group to 80%, which is way above the national average. I told you guys, 60% is high. It reveals roughly 432,000 excess ballots allegedly processed. There were at least 19 precincts, this is in Michigan, where the presidential votes cast compared to the estimated voters based on reported statistics exceeded 100%. And it names the counties, precincts, 19 precincts over 101% based on what I had just said earlier, how they were going to calculate it. And they want you to believe that Joe Biden won this election. Now, I don't know what evidence technically there is, because there's evidence that directly points to fraud, you know, or the crime, and then there's indirect evidence that leads to what you would call a circumstantial case. Like, you can't say, oh yeah, my cell phone pinged in the neighborhood of the person who was murdered, who had an insurance policy out for $5 million, and I was in a custody battle, and you know, a host of other things, and go, well, yeah, but show me the murder weapon. I don't need to show you a murder weapon, particularly when you said you were in Kentucky. Dun, 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 dun. This is where we are. We've got a mountain of circumstantial evidence on top of a mountain of actual evidence. We're ready to go. Here's what some of the other things that they talk about in terms of Biden and how this election is such a fraud. One, Biden won a record low 16.7% of counties in the U.S., but had the most votes of any presidential candidate ever, 10 million more than Obama. Statistical impossibility. Here's the one. I like this one. This one's because it's true. I think I've talked about it a little bit. Voter turnout for every election in the past 100 years fell within two standard deviations. But 2020 was above 3 standard deviations. This is the statistic. This should happen roughly 1 in every 2,666 elections and is a 99.7% indicator of voter fraud. Astounding numbers. The numbers don't lie. And what's funny is, I don't watch regular TV, but the occasional time, like I left the TV accidentally, I was watching this show, and I accidentally left it on MSNBC, and they showed him, you know, they have Biden as president-elect and all this other stuff. It's hysterical to watch. But the amazing hubris of the left to want to make us believe that Joe Biden is, you know, in a mandate. I'm talking about, forget Barack Obama in 2008, folks. Let's just quit talking about it. Here's number 3. Republicans won all 27 contested House seats, but lost the presidency. Given that we're talking about 10 million more votes came in for Biden, theoretically, than in the time of Obama, and they did not win a single one of the 27 House seats that were contested. They said the last election where that happened with even 10 seats was heavily fraud-ridden, and it was in 1960, and that was Kennedy. Now, the Republicans, we didn't go into these places and stack the deck with Republicans, you know, and votes or anything. We didn't do it. We didn't cheat like that. So how did we win? Anyway, here's this. This is a good one. Wow. The winner of an election, a presidential election, has always carried 15 or more of the 17 bellwether counties. There are counties that have picked picked the presidential race almost every year. And the winner has always won at least 15 of the 17. Joe Biden won 1. That's a statistical anomaly. Again, not something maybe that's admissible in court, but certainly raises red flags in the court of public opinion. The numbers don't lie, but the Democrats do. We'll take these up on the next one here in a minute, because I'm going to run out of time if I don't. Keep it here, folks. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type is limited to certain times of the year and is qualified for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They're talking about mailing in, people mailing in their ballots. Do you trust the security, the honesty of such an election process?
Well, I think we'd have to figure out whether this was fraud-proof. I mean, Oregon, for example, has a terrific mail-in system, but they've already scanned everybody's signatures who's registered to vote so that they can check to make sure that, in fact, the right people are voting.
That was Barack Obama back in the day on election fraud when he had a very different view on mail-in voting, I should say. He said, you gotta make sure. You gotta make sure it's all right. I want to help it up. Lynn Wood had a conversation about it. We're going to get back to this list I was making of all these different ways that the numbers don't jive for Joe Biden. But I want to play a few clips. Here's Lynn Wood on the Georgia election fraud. I think these are going to be relevant because the expose that will come across this country is going to be shocking. And I want to see some perp walks, baby. Here's Lynn Wood.
So you watched the press conference yesterday, Lynn Wood. What was your reaction to that, sir?
I did not watch it because I was tied up trying to work on the matters that I had in my case, but I didn't need to watch it. I've met with Sidney Powell at length. Mm-hmm. I've seen the evidence with respect to the Dominion machines and the software they used and how they ran it through Barcelona and Spain, where they manipulated the votes. They've done this in prior elections. This time they got caught.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the President of the United States knows what they did. I believe that at some point in time, you're going to find that action will be taken under the executive order that was entered in 2018 by the President, where he was dealing with foreign interference in a domestic United States election. I think the best is yet to come.
When do you expect an answer on your appeal on the 11th Circuit today, Lynn Wood, with us?
Well, we've got to get the final written order and the question of whether the judge dismissed it in its entirety so that we have the ability to file an immediate appeal to the 11th Circuit. Once I got the answer to that question, we'll file the appeal, and hopefully the 11th Circuit will take it on an expedited basis. Because it's solid law. You cannot change the election laws in the federal election except by act of the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State can't go out and cut a backroom deal with the Democratic Party and impact the election when it hasn't been addressed by the state legislature. The governor, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state in the state of Georgia are corrupt by Chinese money. They got money in the Dominion voting machine purchase. They got money when Governor Kemp bought at an exaggerated price COVID masks, gowns, and test kits from China. Why in the world would you be buying bullets from the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And then putting money in, if not in your pocket, in the pocket of your consultants who helped you cut that deal. That's why I started off by saying something is rotten in the state of Georgia.
So you actually...
Why has the governor not made any effort to support the mass number of voters in this state who voted for Donald Trump and know that this election was stolen? Kemp hasn't done anything to support the effort to look into that election.
Ouch. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Attorney Lynn Wood giving Georgia pure AT double crooked socks, and he will be vindicated here. And the other thing I'll tell you that he said to Brian Kemp, he said, I dare you to sue me for defamation. He goes on to say, I've said some very damning things about the Governor Kemp. He goes, I dare him to sue me for defamation. He says, let me tell you something. You will never see that lawsuit come. You want to know why? Because then I would have to have discovery. And he knows I'd have him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Wow. This stuff is just, I mean, Peyton Place. Is there a soap opera any better? Holy mother of JR in Dallas, huh? What else do we have? Knots Landing. Well, you remember something? The Bold and the Beautiful. Whatever. I don't know what soap opera you watch, but there is nothing better. There is nothing more riveting. This is 24. Remember with Kiefer Sutherland? Every single day, the president's team is fighting somewhere. That team is growing, right? You can bet there are volunteer attorneys, good ones, saying, I'll volunteer. I'll be a part of that team. And every day, constitutional attorneys, people like John Turley and others are going, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's where you need to go. And they're all filing. Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, others, they're filing in different states. I would love, wouldn't you like to be an insider to see the activity of that? Absolutely fascinating. Here's Steve Cortez, who works for the president, talking about the battle coming. But I'm telling you, there is no worry. And one of my buddies called me up, Kev, talk me off the mountain, man. Talk me off the ledge or whatever. And I said, there's no way Trump loses here. Just no way. I'm very confident about this. Anyway, here's the clip.
We brought the case, you know, we physically went to Pennsylvania, which is important, to make the case directly to their legislators that they have a constitutional and solemn responsibility here, that just because the Secretary of State of a place like Pennsylvania and some of these other states, particularly where they have really corrupt Democratic state officials, just because they say the vote is certified is not the end of the story. The Constitution says otherwise. It's up to the legislatures.
Right.
And so we want to, number one, we want to equip them with information, these individual legislators. We want them educated and equipped on what actually happened in their own states. And then they need to make the very hard decision of whether or not, in fact, these so-called certifications are valid, because we believe in many cases they are not, again, in places like Pennsylvania. And, you know, this is not us doing, I think the corporate media wants to paint it as though we're trying to do some sort of end-around, you know, or this is somehow using a loophole. No, this is exactly what the Constitution prescribes and, in fact, demands. It places that heavy responsibility upon the legislators. I believe in at least some of these states, and I think this is important too, John. Obviously, those of us in the Trump campaign, we believe that we won the legal vote, and I think there's a lot of statistical analysis to show the high probability that we actually won the legal vote. But here's the thing: even if we cannot determine that, even if we can't get the legislators to reach that conclusion and actually win in the Electoral College, or let's say we don't win a contingent election, which can happen, has happened historically, where the House of Representatives by state chooses the next president. It's not optimal, but it is constitutional. It's happened. Even if we don't get that, John, I think it's important, number one, just for our country, that we reveal as much as we can about the fraud and irregularities that occurred on November 3rd. Number two, I think it's important for our movement, for the America First movement, even if we don't prevail, and I believe we're going to, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be pessimistic here, but even if we don't prevail and get Donald Trump sworn in for a second term, I think it's important for his movement, for the America First movement, that we as diligently and thoroughly as possible try our best in these coming weeks to reveal what happened. And if we can overturn even just one state and get it to not certify a Biden win because the vote was so tainted in a place like Pennsylvania, that alone would be a pretty massive win.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know how closely you were following that, but what Steve Cortez said is what I said in the very first video I made after the election, which is, look, we will survive. That's what America's built on. It's built on people saying no matter what we're dealt, we'll deal with it. I remember the feeling we had when Obama got elected the first time and the second time. And we survived. And we got Trump. Now, I can tell you, we're not going to have to survive. What he laid out with it going to the House of Representatives is Armageddon for the Democrats. 30 states are Republican, 19 are Democrat, one an independent. Pretty overwhelming odds. So don't sweat it. Donald Trump is going to be serving a second term. The question we should be asking ourselves is what happens after that and what should we be doing during that period? And I said Trump needs to make sure that this can never happen again. And I'm going to give some thought to that. I'm going to make a video about that soon. Speaking of which, I want to give a quick commercial. Kev Talks. Difficult to find if you go on YouTube and search for it. My technical name on YouTube is Kevin Jackson, The Black Sphere. And you can find me that way. But you can find it by doing Kev Talk, scrolling down, looking for my picture. You'll see it. Click on that, subscribe, and then you'll be able to find all of them. So hopefully you'll do that. Anyway, we're talking about Joe Biden and these different things that show that he cheated the numbers. Let me give you this one. Biden was down more than 10% in the state of New York, but up huge in very specific large cities, but only in the cities that had battleground states. Here's number seven. 450,000 plus ballots in battleground cities had a vote for only Biden. No down ballot votes cast, no independents, Green Party, or write-in candidate votes on those ballots. The fix was in. They've been caught. Donald Trump will be president, and there will be H-E double crooked socks to pay. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.